The Torah talks about the prohibition of Baal Tosef adding to the Torah and Baal Tigra and taking away from the Torah. It's written in Parashas Va'eschanan and Parashas Re'eh. When it's written in Parashas Va'eschanan, it's written in Lashon Rabim. It's Lashon in the plural. Los Osifu, Los Tigru. And in Parashas Re'eh, it's written Lososif, Losigra, it's written in Lashon Yachid. So why do we need the prohibition, the mitzvah, about Tosif, about Tigra? Why does it have to be written twice? What's the difference between Lashon Rabim and Lashon Yachid? So we have a general klal of Lashon Rabim versus Lashon Yachid that it says, Wakach tem lachem bayom harishon, the mitzvah of Dalet Minim. So it's counterintuitive, and it's Lashon Rabim, it means Uchol Echad ve'echad. It's referring to all people. Everyone's obligated to shake the Dalet Minim. Svar tem lachem, she'es sphira Uchol Echad ve'echad, that every sphira should be by itself. Usvar telecha, that's a mitzvah on the Beis Din of counting the years of Shemitah and Yovel. So that's the general rule. Lashon Rabim refers to Lachol Echad VeEchad, and Lashon Yachid refers to Beis Din representing the Jewish people. So it's interesting of Rambam. The Rambam seems to say, what is an example about Tosif? If when the rabbis get together and say, not only is cooking meat and milk a biblical prohibition, but cooking chicken and milk, that's also a biblical prohibition. In other words, we all know it's only a rabbinical prohibition, chicken. Biblically speaking, you could have it with milk. And in fact, that's in Rav Yossi ben Gali, in the Gemara in the beginning of the 19th Perek in Shabbos, they used to have chicken and milk, because that wasn't a problem. It's a rabbinic decree. So what's Baal Tosef? If you, the Rambam writes, by you saying a rabbinical mitzvah is different, is really a biblical mitzvah, or a rabbinic issur, you're turning to a biblical issur, that is Baal Tosef. And in fact, because we always have to, that's how some explain, why is it Dafka by Chanukah? We have the mitzvah of Mahadrim and a Mahadrin, or by Purim, we have 2 days. No other halacha, you know, Yom Tov Sheni Shagol. Yes, that has to do with the land you live in. But whether you live in Mukhvitz Chomas Yeshua Ben Nun, you should celebrate Purim a different day. So that's what the Bir Yosef, other explain, because we want, since Purim and Chanukah are rabbinical mitzvahs, so we wanted to make it clear, we don't want you to think the rabbis are adding on to biblical mitzvahs. So therefore, they made it unique. You have Mahadrim and Ahadrim by near Chanukah and nowhere else, and you have the concept, even though it's Torah Achas, depending where you live, you have the mitzvah to celebrate Purim on a different day. So we go out of our way to make it clear in order not to violate Baal Tosef. So the Rambam writes is regarding saying chicken and milk. We know classical Baal Tosef is you put a fifth parsha in the tefillin or a fifth min in the Talmud Minim. So how does the Rambam know that? So we know that's classical Baal Tosef. How does the Rambam know by saying chicken and milk is biblical? That's Baal Tosef. So that's how the commentators explain. That's why it's mentioned twice. In Parshas Re'eh, it's the classical about Tosef, Lashon Yachid. It's going on the individuals. If I go ahead and put 5 pieces in my lula, 5 parshas in the tefillin. But in Parshas Re'eschanan, both those people, that's going on the Beis Din. Beis Din has to be careful when they set up a halacha. They have to make it clear that it's a rabbinical, everyone knows it's a rabbinical mitzvah. If they turn chicken and milk to a biblical prohibition, they violate Baal Tosef, and that's why we need Lashon Rabim in Parshas Ve'etzchanan, and Lashon Yachid in Parashat Re'eh.